And Father, thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the time we have to gather here together as brothers and sisters in Christ. But most importantly, thank you for your son. Reflection we've had for the last hour and his death and burial and resurrection on the cross for us. As I bring these messages that you would give me the person to say, that you deliver through me the message that you can help us to hear, be better, your son. So a few weeks ago, I was asked to give a devotional message on my experiences at Mount. As some of you know, I've been working there for several years. Currently, I've served 3 years as a cabin leader and 3 years as a staff. This morning, I will go over three passages that relate to service and relate them to my personal experience at camp. But before I get to that, I think it would be appropriate to take a step back and look at what has led me to work at camp. My first experience at Mount Top was when I was 8 years old, and I was a camp leader for the first time junior boys. During this time, my dad was the director, and so it made the idea of being away from home for a week a little less scary, especially for any of homeschooler who didn't really know that much. But it quickly became one of the favorite parts of my summer, and I went every single year, many years, more than 1 week, and I had the opportunity to cross between due to vacation. And eventually, when I was 16, my dad asked me to move to the academy to grade junior boys. I accepted the offer, and I quite enjoyed it. Well, however, the following year, a big thing happened, and one that I'm sure we're all aware of. That was COVID. That caused camp to have to be put on hold. Now, the good thing about it is it allowed us to get a lot of renovations that we needed to accomplish. Walking around campus and everything that we had done in those years, the great thing is that we have done so much accomplished, and a lot of that is due to that bravery we have. So in 2021 came around, we were gladly able to have camp again. And again, both the captains of your team was also did the last year in camp and the senior team. The following year, following the fall, in August, I had to leave to go to basic training and advanced training. Now, initially, my plan was to come back in December and then go to school of options and hearing. But as I approached the end of my training, I realized that that wasn't really the case. So one weekend, when I had my phone, I got a call with my parents. And we decided that it would be better for me to take the time away from school and just have a gap year in between the end of training and beginning of school. However, that was then to be one of what was I going to do for that fall of spring? So I came back and I went to the old job I used to have. I talked to my manager, and they said, yeah, we should be able to give you your spot back, just send an application, we'll look at it, approve it, and then you can come back and work with us. So I did that, and I applied to a couple other jobs. That way, in case I could get a better opportunity, better paying position. But no one was getting back. Well, during that time, mid-January, Barry Brady came to me on Sunday and asked if I was interested to work at camp during the end season. Since I had nothing on the table, I said, sure, Mark. And it became one of the best working experiences that I've probably ever had. Beginning in February, I went every week, Monday to Friday, 2 hours up, 2 hours back every week, and I would help with all of the projects that were going on at camp, mainly the renovation and staff care. And it was a great experience. I loved working with the people there. I loved the atmosphere, the relaxed, just general welcoming group that it was. And so following that, I went back to the summer, and I did my first time staffing during the summer. And just like the off-season, I absolutely loved it. And so on the next one, I came around, I did it again. And then this past summer, 2024, we did it a third time. So that brings us to today. And now that we've caught up, let's turn to our first passage, which will be Philippians chapter 2. We'll be looking at verses 3 through 8. Do nothing in selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, to the interests of others. Have his mind removed, get yours in Hades, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count the equality with him a thing to be reckoned, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So what do we see in this passage that relates to service? Well, the first thing I see is the fact that service can be selfless. Verse 3 is about doing nothing for selfish ambition, and to count others more significant than themselves. And in verse 4, it says to look not only on your own interests, but also the interests of others. And I also find it quite interesting, directly following these instructions, we are given an example of Christ to show us even more what we should do. So how does that apply to service? Well, it means that whatever type of service we do, regardless of the situation, we should always strive to be with selfless and look to Christ as our example. How did I see this at my personal time in camp? Well, I found that working as staff, it's one of the most selfless environments that we've been. So many people that come to camp sacrifice time out of their school to donate to the camp. They could be using it for vacations, for work in their room, for doing projects, but instead they come up to camp and spend it. To add to that, many of the positions at camp completely volunteer, and most people come up expecting absolutely nothing. In my personal experience, selflessness is one of the biggest attributes of the summer staff. When working with staff, you rarely ever hear people asking or saying what they need to do. Rather, it's the opposite. Many times we'll go back and forth asking what every person wants to do. Even in the simple things, like when we go out as a group to eat, you will often find someone offering to pay for your table, snatching up the ticket before someone else can get to it. So overall, it's an atmosphere that I really don't see in many other places. And it's just refreshing to see how we can work with people to help them be less selfish in their lives. Looking back on that, I would say this should be selfless. Now we'll cover the next time. So we turn to Colossians chapter 3, page 2. Be looking at verses 23. Whatever you do, work harder, as for the Lord and not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as you do. You are serving the Lord Christ. So what I see from this passage is that whatever service we're doing, we should be diligent. Just because it may be a volunteer position doesn't mean that we should just casually work. We should work hard, and we should also work. Because, as this passage says, our servant is the name, and thus it is for him. How is that shown to Kim? Well, I find that the people who serve Kim don't do recognition to be, quote, better Christians. Rather, work at camp is done for God and for his kingdom. And that seems to be the attitude of the people who work there. Although working at camp is fun, it's not work basically. Many of the jobs that are done there are either kind of boring or just not really enjoyable. For example, on staff, we do get to do fun things like courses and deal with the kids. Now, although that is nice, there are also behind the scenes jobs that must be done. For example, I'm not too fond of doing the dishes or taking the trash. And honestly, if someone else could come clean the camp at the end of the week, that would be greatly appreciated. But these are jobs that need to be done. And they're ones that are not done because they're affordable, but they're done because they're beneficial. The work is for him and his higher purpose. Because of that, and also being with like-minded believers, it makes it a very fulfilling and joyful experience. In fact, again, with the dishes, even with washing, it is very fun in the kitchen when we're doing so, because we're just having fun, often looking that we're there for better reason. I'd also like to touch on the comment that Nate Ramsey made this past summer. I know many of you aren't there. But the main idea he used was about the fact that sometimes, I should say many times, if we're doing the right thing in the eyes of the world, we might be doing it's God and this mercy. We're doing the right thing in the eyes of God, and people will see it as the truth. So what does that look like again? Well, according to the world, I should leave college, go find either the highest paying job I can get, the most beneficial internship to further my career, and to go to lunch again. According to the world, it's the most important thing. But instead, I take time to go to camp, work 6 days a week, stay away from home. I don't make nearly as much as I could if I stayed back working. But in the act of God, it's much more worthwhile. So yes, the work at camp falls very short in the eyes of the world. But as this verse says, it is done for God. Now let's take a second and look at what we can do. First off, you know the service should be to themselves. We should put others in their interests ahead of our own. Second, we know the service should be done well, and the work should be done for God. So now we will look at our third passage. In my opinion, it's an important one to consider. That would be 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve them. As good to do for God's very grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength they can supply. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to him belong glory and dominion ever and ever. From what I see in this passage, everyone has some way that they can serve. Because verse 10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. Now, service can look very different for each individual person. But as verse 11 says, God gives each of us the strength to serve. This passage also highlights that regardless of what we are doing, it should be done with the glory of God. So what does that look like at times? Starters, people of all ages serve King. You may ask yourself, how fast am I? Like 10, 11, 12 years old? I can't go to staff. Can't be a captain. What you can do is you can talk to others. Encourage your friends to. By doing that, you can help more ears hear the gospel. The word for your spirit acting. What if you're on the flip side of it? What if you're getting up there in years and you're physically not capable to do a lot of work around camp? Well, you've got a few options, one of which is to give the funds that you have to donate to camp. Now, let's say that money's tight for some reason or another, you can do so. But you can absolutely pray for camp. That applies to all of us. Prayer has power. And so praying for camp is just one very simple way to serve. I've seen many different people during the off season. It's really high of experience to see a variety of skills and people. Served. Like I mentioned before, we were working with staff camp, full renovation. We tore the inside completely down, the walls, redid flooring, plumbing, electrical, all of them. And we had an electrician do all of them. We had a former board member around the plumbing. We had a construction worker who do a lot of framing houses, head of the majority of the project. And we had various other people with skills come up and volunteer their time. During the summer, we have a photographer who goes around and takes pictures for us. And if you look up on top of the Facebook page, you will see thousands of pictures from this summer, along with a video for each individual week on YouTube. We have people who volunteer their time to serve in the kitchen. We have landscapers. We have painters who came up to help paint the staff cabin as well. We have people who volunteer to be a nurse at the week. For example, we used to help us the junior boys whenever we needed a drink. And on the board, we have financial, legal, and business people that can take care of the background stuff that a lot of us really want to know, but it still needs to be done. And so looking at that, you can see that work at camp can allow many people to bring many skills to service. And even if you don't have a special skill, and all you have is some freedom, you can still come up and help us in many of the jobs we have. So looking back at that, anyone can help serve. sometimes all you need is encouragement to be shown the places that you have. And one thing that I think is that when you go up there, many times you'll see whole families. For example, our family has a decently sized home, dad and four. Mom served in the kitchen. I've been able to be a cabinet leader and a staffer. This year, Cindy got to have her first experience being a cabinet leader in senior girls. Now, I want to take a second and try something. If any of you have ever helped a military for any reason that I've mentioned, whether it be volunteering your time, giving, coming to a work day, simply just telling people about caring, praying for them, I want you to raise your hand. You look around the church, that's at least half of us. And that's just that one small facility like camp. Now, if we take a step back and open that to the big picture, think of how many more places there are in the world to serve, how many more opportunities we have because of them. As I conclude, we see from these passages that service can be disciplined in a variety of ways, as long as it aligns with God's picture of service. First, we must put ourselves and our interests aside and serve Him. Just like Christ put us before Him when He died for us, we should follow His example, put others before us, and we serve. Second, our service should be done well. It should be done for the glory of God. It's not for us to look good to the Christians or earn brownie points. Rather, our actions and service should be used to God. Third, we each have a way that we can serve, and God gives us the strength to do so. Regardless of your stage in life, there is a way you can give service for God. That's serving. But no matter what you do, you can find joy in the fact that you are being a functional part of the body of Christ, and that you are glorified in the end through your actions. Let's go over. Heavenly Father, yes. Thank you again for the time we have here. We have to talk to you wherever we can do that. And just ask you to work in all our hearts with this new passage that we've done over. And you show us where we can serve in our day-to-day lives. Give us the motivation and strength to do so. Sometimes it is easy to just sit and be comfortable where you are. But we know that service is something that you honor and that you find important. And to you can drop this book. So we ask that you would tell us, apply this as we heard for our lives.